This is Crayons Count, a 5-minute feature on the work of the popular initiative to support the early childhood sector. On today's program, we hear the remarkable story of how the initiative spread its wings to incorporate teacher training into its overall mission. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. They say success is what happens when opportunity meets preparation, and that's how teacher training became part of the objectives of Crayons Count. The mission at first was simple: get Jamaica's basic school children well-needed learning tools, not just to help them learn, but to help them thrive. To get the job done, Crayons Count invited the assistance of several organizations. One of those was the U.S. Embassy, who specified that it would help by facilitating training for early childhood teachers. With statistics showing that only 20% of early childhood teachers are formally trained, the assistance was more than welcome.
The first year the U.S. Embassy came on board and they wanted to do teacher training, they trained 70 teachers, 5 in each parish.
Conceptualizer of the Crayons Count initiative, Diaka Morrison. The U.S. Embassy's assistance sparked an aha moment for the program, and after a little tweaking of its mission objectives, Crayons Count began visiting basic and infant schools, tutoring teachers to make the best use of the learning materials, among other things.
It went so well that we decided to go into the learning lorry to do the training that goes out 3 times a week during this school year. The teachers love our sessions, and we actually also give them a guide. It's 152 activities that you can do, and those go in the boxes, but we go through some of them in the learning lorry as well.
Based on results so far, it's obvious that working with early childhood teachers was a step in the right direction.
What has evolved is that we've actually trained more teachers than we have tried to teach kids. And I think to date, for 2013-14,
1,139
teachers have been trained.
Yeah. CEO of National Baking Company, chief sponsor of Crayons Count, Butch Hendrickson. Crayons Count has managed to reach teachers in virtually every nook and cranny of the country, many of whom are extremely happy to be exposed to such intuitive training.
We have in there at any time 10 to 12 teachers for every session, and then we also have children, because our training is where they learn by seeing. So we have a specialist who goes through a lesson plan using our materials with the children. The teachers observe and then they ask questions and get involved. Invariably, you get, "Oh, wow, I didn't notice that. I didn't see that."
Training also takes place on a much grander scale. Once again, in partnership with the U.S. Embassy, Crayons Count last year hosted 2 teacher training workshops in Kingston and Montego Bay, where a total of 560 teachers received training.
We invited a lady, her title is she's the Ooey Gooey Lady, and she is phenomenal. So basically what she does in a nutshell is she's a trained early childhood specialist, and she's really there to energize the teachers, to get them to understand the importance of play, to understand how to meet curriculum objectives using tools and items that they have familiar to them. In our system of education, it has been my experience that it's more sort of sit still and you talk at the children. Right. Early childhood, which is really to stimulate the brain. To stimulate the brain, you have to allow them to play. You have to allow them to be messy. I know the teachers tell me that what they got from our session with our overseas specialists is different from what they get in their classrooms here.
Conceptualizer of Crayons Count, Diaka Morrison. Crayons Count works specifically with basic and infant schools that have applied for registration with the Early Childhood Commission, ECC. So if you'd like the Learning Lorry to host a teacher training session at your school or in your community, you first have to apply for registration with the ECC. Call them at 922-929-627. If you've already applied for registration, call 970-4108 to get more information about the Crayons Count initiative. That's it for this week's edition of Crayons Count. Thanks for staying tuned. Join us again next week when several early childhood teachers share how they have been benefiting under the Crayons Count initiative. Until then, I am Vaughn Davis. See you next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.